The connection between Passover, Matzah, and Maror. It is written in the Haggadah, thus did Hillel in the time of the temple. He would bind together Passover, Matzah, and Maror, and eat them together. To observe what was said, they shall eat it with matzah and bitter herbs. We should understand this in the work. What does the connection between those three things that he would eat together imply? To understand the meaning of the Passover offering at the time of the Exodus from Egypt, when they came out from the enslavement they were under in Egypt, we should first understand the meaning of the exile in Egypt. From what did they suffer there? Concerning the Maror, it is written in the Haggadah, this Maror we are eating, what is it for? For the lives of our fathers in Egypt were made bitter by the Egyptians, as it was said, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, which they made them do hard labor. We should understand what "and they made their lives bitter with hard work" means. What is it in the work of the Creator? It is known that the work of the Creator is when we work for the sake of the Creator, when we are rewarded with adhering to the life of lives. Precisely when we work in order to bestow, this is the time to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator created in order to do good to His creations. This means that the salvation of the Lord comes into the vessels of bestowal. We should make two discernments concerning the entrance of the abundance into the vessels of bestowal. One, the abundance comes in order to create vessels of bestowal. Two, the light that comes once he has vessels of bestowal. This means that when one wants to walk on the path of bestowing contentment upon one's Maker and not for one's own sake, the body resists with all its might and does not let him make any movement. It takes away from him all the motivation and strength that he had in order to do things for the Creator. When a person sees the truth as it really is, when he sees how immersed he is in self-love, and there is no spark in his body that will let him do anything in order to bestow, in that state, a person has already achieved the truth, meaning he has come to the recognition of evil. At that time, he has no way to help himself, and there is only one advice. To cry out to the Creator to help him. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry rose up to God from the work. Now we can interpret what is written. And the Egyptians enslaved Israel with hard work, Beparech. Our sages said, beperach, with a soft mouth. We should understand the meaning of soft mouth, perach, in the work of the Creator. As was said above, the Egyptians spoke with thoughts and desires that we must serve the Creator, but in order to receive. This is called a soft mouth. That is, the body agrees more to do the holy work with the intention to receive. And there is no need to aim to bestow. It follows that with these words, they caused Israel to have hard work while assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. And for this reason, everyone in Israel said that the holy work, in order to bestow, is very difficult. For this reason, the Egyptians imparted upon them thoughts that it is better to work in order to receive. That in this way, they would see that each day they progress in good deeds. But in the work in the form of Israel, they see for themselves that it is difficult. And the evidence of this is that they see no progress in the work. It follows that a soft mouth means that they make Israel think that if they follow their way, it is easier work. This is called soft, meaning that it is easier to advance in the holy work. With these complaints, the Egyptians made their lives bitter with hard work. For they would always explain to Israel that the work of Israel is called hard work, and it is not for them. With Chomer, with mortar, means that the Egyptians explained to Israel the chumrah, the severity of bestowal, whereas the work of Egypt will always be white, meaning they will feel no darkness in the work, and the body will agree to this work. This is called levenim, bricks, meaning that the work of Egypt is always regarded as levanim, white, without any stains or dirt, but they will always be perfect. By this, they made it very difficult for Israel to work for the Creator. In other words, the hard work extended from the Egyptians, always telling them about the Chomer, the severity in the work of bestowal, and the Levenim, the bricks that there are in this work, and the fear of the Egyptians. It was said that from the one who feared the Lord extended Israel's failure. This means that from this extended to them the hard work in the field, meaning in the kingdom of heaven, that they wanted to take upon themselves but could not. Now we will explain the meaning of the matzah, unleavened bread. In the work, we should interpret the word matzah from the word meriva, strife. For the masa and meriva and for the quarrel of the children of Israel, and for the trying the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? The translation into Aramaic says about the Meriva, the Matzah, strife, is because the children of Israel strove. It follows that Matzah comes from the word strife, meaning that the people of Israel had a quarrel with the Creator over why He made it so difficult to work in order to bestow. And why, even though they try to come out of Egypt's governance, not only are they not advancing, they see that they are even regressing. In other words, they were tasting bitterness in the work, which caused them to quarrel with the Creator. And a strife is called Matzah. We see that over such a complaint, the people of Israel quarreled with Moses. Meaning, when they saw that when they began to work for the sake of the Creator, they had become worse, as it is written, and they said to them, may the Lord look upon you and judge, for you have made our scent odious in Pharaoh's eyes. These complaints that they said to Moses, Moses said to the Creator, as it is written, and Moses returned to the Lord and said, O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Why did you send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all. We should interpret their complaints to Moses. When they said, we'll see and judge, it means that they quarreled with Moses. Since Moses told them to believe in the Creator, so they went out of the body's control. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, controls the body, and he afflicts the Kedusha. They began to work in mind and heart, and saw that the body, which is Pharaoh, began to govern them. That is, everything they wanted to do in the work of the Creator, the body resisted vigorously. Before they began to work in Moses' way, they had strength in the work. But now, everything they do, the body loathes. This is the meaning of what is written about Moses, for you have made our scent odious in Pharaoh's eyes. In other words, our body loathes our spirit in the work of the Creator once we begin the path of bestowal. Afterward, Moses went to the Creator with the complaints of Israel, who quarreled with Moses over bringing them the message from the Creator. For this reason, they had grievances against the Creator over becoming worse now than before Moses came to them as the Creator's messenger. He wanted to deliver them from exile. So why are they seeing now that they are going deeper into exile? That Pharaoh controls the body more forcefully and with more intellect, making them understand each time with a different argument. It follows that Israel's situation prior to Moses' coming to them as a messenger of the Creator was better in the work. Now, however, they see that their bodies, which are regarded as Pharaoh, have complete control over the children of Israel. That is, where there should have been high spirits from knowing that they are walking on the path of truth, the opposite occurred. In the eyes of the body, which is called Pharaoh, what spirit did they have? It is written about it, "For you have made our scent odious in Pharaoh's eyes." The body was telling them, what spirit is there in the work of bestowal? Making the scent odious means a bad smell that is impossible to tolerate. This means that they could not stand this mindset and wanted to escape the way one runs from stench. That is, instead of the work on the path of truth, bringing high spirits, so that a person will want to stay forever in that mindset, the opposite occurred here. From the work of bestowal, they received a mindset of stench, meaning that they wanted to escape that mindset and could not stand it for even a minute. According to what Bala Sulam said about the question that Abraham asked after the Creator promised him, as it is written, "And he said to him to give you the land to inherit it." He asked, "How will I know that I will inherit it?" And he said to Abraham, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be enslaved and afflicted 400 years. And afterward, they will come out with many possessions." He asked, "What is the answer to Abraham's question? How will I know that I will inherit it?" Meaning, what is the meaning of what the Creator replied to him? Answer, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers, and they will be afflicted, And afterward they will come out with many possessions. He asked, the text implies that the answer was satisfactory, since Abraham did not ask further. And we see that Abraham's way was to argue with the Creator, as in the case of the people of Sodom, when the Creator said to Abraham, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great. But here, when he told him, know for certain, he was pleased with the reply. He said that since Abraham saw the magnitude of the inheritance that he had promised to his sons, Abraham thought, according to the rule, that there is no light without a kli, without a vessel, meaning there is no lack without a filling. He did not see that the children of Israel would need such high degrees and attainments in the upper worlds, which is why he asked the Creator, how will I know that I will inherit it? Since they haven't the kelim, the vessels, or the need for the great inheritance that you are showing me, that you will give to my sons. They haven't the need. To this the Creator replied to him, I will give them a need for the lights, just as I will give them the lights. In other words, the Creator will give them both the lights and the vessels. Do not think that I bestow only the abundance. Rather, I bestow upon them both the need, which is called kli, and the abundance, which is called lack and filling. By the people of Israel being in exile in Egypt 400 years, which is a complete degree of four bechinot, four discernments, by being in exile in a land that is not theirs, meaning that the Egyptians will impart Israel with a desire for self-reception, a desire that does not belong to Ketusha, which is called Eretz, land, from the word Ratzon, desire, and they're wanting to escape that desire, when I make them unable to come out of that governance by themselves, and see that only the Creator can help them, and they will have no other choice but to ask me for help. It is as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. And the Zohar says that the help is that they are given a holy soul. By the many prayers, when they seek the Creator's assistance, they will receive a higher degree each time. And by this, they will have a need to ask of the Creator. This will cause them to ask of the Creator and receive a higher degree. After which, I will be able to give them the inheritance. Thus, the Creator deliberately made them unable to overcome, so they would have vessels. It therefore follows that the verse that I may set these tokens of mine is not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of the creatures. It means that through the hardening of the heart that he does to Pharaoh, where the body becomes more assertive each time and does not let a person work in order to bestow, but since man yearns for dvekut with the Creator, he must try to make greater efforts each time. Or, he will be unable to defeat it. And in order to receive greater powers, the only counsel is to pray to the Creator. For only he can give him the required forces. The forces of the Creator are, as said above, the spiritual force that the Creator gives him each time is called a soul, the light of Torah. This means that each time he receives the letters of the Torah according to the overcoming that he needs to perform. This is called that I may set these tokens of mine, meaning in order for the letters of the Torah to reveal to Israel, he must create in them a need. This is the meaning of the Creator giving the hardening of the heart for the sake of the creatures. Accordingly, we can understand what we said above, that we need upper abundance for the making of the vessels, meaning to have vessels fit to receive the upper light. This assistance is regarded as the light coming to make the vessels of Kedusha, which will want to work in order to bestow, as in, he who comes to purify is aided. Once he has obtained the vessels that want to bestow upon the Creator, the abundance comes as abundance and not in order to make vessels. In that respect, when he has a desire for the Creator, he no longer needs the hardening of the heart in order to receive the light of the Torah. Since according to the rule, when a person works for his own sake, a different thought comes to him, that from here to, from this pleasure, called the pleasure of rest, you should not deny yourself. It follows that the pleasure of rest causes him not to have a need for higher degrees, instead, he is content with less. This is why the Creator had to give the hardening of the heart, meaning that he sees that he cannot do anything for the Creator. that as long as he has not qualified his vessels to work in order to bestow, and he is still in self-love, they give him satisfaction in the little bit of work for the sake of the Creator with which he was rewarded. Since he feels that he is working for the Creator, he is satisfied and cannot yearn for higher degrees. It follows that there was no room for the revealing of the letters of the Torah. It therefore follows that when a person has only the desire to bestow and wants to bring contentment to the Creator, he begins to think what the Creator needs that he can give to the Creator, which he does not have. Therefore, he decides that the Creator has no lacks, except that he has created the world with the intention to do good to his creations, for the creatures to receive from him the delight and pleasure. For this reason, he asks the Creator to give him the delight and pleasure, because this can be said that he needs for the lower ones to receive from him the great lights that have been prepared for the creatures. From this we can say that the Creator enjoys. But if the lower ones are unable to receive the light of Torah, called letters of the Torah, it is as though there is a lack above. This is the meaning of what our sages said. When a person regrets, what does the Shekhinah say? My head is heavy, my arm is heavy. Thus, when there is contentment above, when is there contentment above? Only when the creatures have delight and pleasure. For this reason, at that time, there is no room for hardening of the heart. Rather, the time when hardening of the heart must be given from above is only for the purpose of making vessels of bestowal, so that one can receive delight and pleasure, which is in order to set these tokens of mine. We should interpret that this refers to letters, for letters are called vessels. That is, in order for a person to have a need called kelim, vessels, there needs to be a hardening of the heart, as it is written, that I may set these tokens of mine. But once he has the vessels, there is no more a need for the hardening of the heart. Now we can understand what we asked about the connection between Passover, Matzah, and Maror. As Hillel did at the time when the temple stood and said it was to keep what was said, they shall eat it with unleavened bread, with matzot and bitter herbs and maror. We asked what this implies in the work of the Creator. According to the above, it follows that the essence of the purpose of the work is to achieve dvekut with the Creator. Because of the disparity of form within us, due to the will to receive that was imprinted in us, the creatures became removed from the Creator. That is mainly what we must correct. However, the question is, how do we correct this? Since equivalence of form is about bestowing and not receiving. And how can we go against nature? Since the body has its own nature. The answer is through the power of Torah and mitzvot. If the creatures were to receive the force of bestowal easily, they would settle for this, since they would feel that they are already giving, and they would have no need to reveal the letters of the Torah. As was said, that I may set these tokens of mine. For the Creator wants to reveal to them the Torah as the names of the Creator. But from where will they take the need for this? After all, once they have prevailed over the will to receive and want only to bestow upon the Creator, they already have dvikut. What else do they need? Also, it is known that there is no light without a vessel, and no filling without a lack. So what did the Creator do? He gave the hardening of the heart, so that a person will not be able to overcome the evil in him by himself, but will need help from the Creator. As was said, he who comes to purify is aided with a holy soul. That the Creator has made it so that man will be unable to overcome the evil by himself, but will need the Creator's help. But there is a state of in-between, meaning that this causes one to taste bitterness in the work, because the body does not let him work in order to bestow. This causes him to quarrel with the Creator over why he has created a body that is so bad that he is utterly incapable of exiting the governance of evil called will to receive for himself. When all the vessels that a person needs to complement himself are completed, so as to have a vessel in which to hold the blessing, he begins to feel the salvation of the Creator, meaning that he feels on himself the nearing of the Creator. By this we will understand the connection between matzah, maror, and the Passover offering. Through matzah and maror, he obtains the real need for the letters of the Torah. That is, only through matzah and maror does a need for the Creator's help form within him. And his help is through the soul, regarded as the Torah and the Creator are one. As was said in the book, A Sage's Fruit. When he has the need, the Creator brings a person closer. And this is called the Passover offering. When the Creator passes over all of his flaws and brings him closer to be rewarded with the purpose of creation. The last question, the last sentence, it's written, when he has the need, the Creator brings a person closer.
Yes.
What is a need?
A need is a lack that the person wishes to fill.
And this is called the Passover offering, when the Creator passes over all of his deficiencies or flaws and brings him closer to be rewarded with the purpose of creation.
Yes.
When does the Creator pass over all the deficiencies of a person?
The person only feels the results. Until then, he doesn't know when.
What is the condition for that in which the Creator will pass over the deficiencies?
If the deficiencies or flaws from the side of the person would be correct deficiencies, then you could say that they are ready. So the Creator can respond to them. Okay.
Can Gilad?
Yes, Gilad.
Rav, האם התהליך הזה הוא כל פעם חוזר על
עצמו? Does it always return on itself?
Yes, but it repeats in different forms, different manners. But fundamentally, this is how it is.
Meaning a person somewhat wants to come to bestow, he sees it's impossible. He comes to this maror, this he fights with the Creator, and then he has this deficiency, and then gets help.
And he turns to the Creator.
He turns to the Creator, yes. And then he gets help, he finishes that degree, and then he starts anew.
Well, but it's not felt as anew. Let's put it this way. It's like when we play in something. So, it's true, I have the ball, I pass it on to you, you pass it on to me, I pass it on to you. If you tell someone, I mean, what kind of an action is this? So, it's the same. But this is how we feel it.
So I want to ask about that, because he writes here that whoever's in bestowal has no hardening of the heart. He has no need for a hardening of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the aspiration, to be in a state where we have no need for hardening of the heart,
he's already in order to bestow.
Yes.
So he doesn't have the hardening of the heart.
From
where does the hardening of the heart come from? Because you want to receive, and you're being given a small part that you do receive, and you remain empty. And once again, you perform certain actions, you perform certain actions, and it takes you a lot of time and efforts until you are able to raise your deficiency, because it's a dirty deficiency, let's put it this way. And so it turns out
that
until you raise your deficiency and you want to get rid of it. That's it. This is how.
And then in the next degree, he gets another new desire, which will be greater. So again, he left the hardening of the heart, really.
Yes, but by this, you receive an understanding, an awakening, the knowledge that this response is the right response. It is the right response. That the fact that what you feel is actually the answer to.
You spoke about a game, and there's this feeling that Rabash wants to give us the rules of the game that the Creator is playing.
Yes.
How important is it that we understand this format of the game, that we will be active players in it?
It's desirable that we will understand it, connect with it, and feel the game that he is giving us.
Certainly it's desirable that we will understand it.
That's it.
And they say you haven't come out of Egypt yet. How can you be in contact with the Creator? Let's say that now he's burdening Pharaoh's heart.
Yes.
So you can identify in Egypt with Moses and let him suffer, like Rabash says?
Sort of, yes.
And that helps a person in the process to understand what?
Yes.
A person who understands the game, the laws of the game better, what does that help him?
He understands better. He puts his desire in his reaction toward the Creator, and this is how he advances more.
Tada.
Thank you.
Again. Yes.
אני רוצה להמשיך את המשחק הזה.
I want to continue this game. Because Rabash wants to pass something to us. And me too, I feel that actually Rabash is saying that there are two types of despair. That the Creator actually wants us to reach a despair from our forces. And Pharaoh is doing everything, so we will be despaired of the work and run out.
עכשיו יש הרגשה שהרבש כל
Now there's a feeling that as long as I'm in Rabash's game and he takes us through this process, so that's the field of that's the game court. And I'm only a result, like you said. A person is a result. He just feels what's going on with him. But the court is actually to understand that the Creator will take us through this process to be the spirit of our own forces. And we just need patience.
Not only patience, we still need to try to get into the game and play. Really accept this game that the Creator is showing us. That in a different place he gives an example that one comes with his force. So the other one has to come with his own force too. And then if someone takes a stick, then he takes a stick against him. If one takes a tank, then the other takes a tank against him, etc.
So how to use this, these bricks, that
through the power of the group. Through the power of the group.
How exactly do you build this?
Talk to the friends and see. Everyone has this work. Everyone has this problem. If we connect, we can take from this all the forces to bring themselves out from this pit. What are we doing next, Owen?
Maybe friends that came from overseas have questions. Friends came from abroad. Maybe they want to ask.
Okay. So whoever came from overseas and has questions, please ask. Yes.
Rav. Спасибо. Когда раскроются все буквы Торы?
When will all the letters of the Torah be revealed?
When they are done, when they are all revealed, it'll be the end of correction. When? It depends on humanity. It depends on humanity.
Can we affect it, influence it?
Yeah, we can influence it, yes. We can influence it seriously.
How?
By demanding, asking, praying to the Creator. He is the only one who can give us such strength, such thoughts, desires, help, etc. And when we receive the strength, we will be able to approach all the letters of the Torah. We will also know in what order to go, what to correct, and what to fill. And in this way, illuminate all the
В самом начале записано, и застонали сыны Израиля от работы, и возопили, и поднялся их крик к Творцу. Вот такое и должен быть.
In the beginning of the article it says that the sons of Israel sighed from the work and their cry went up. Those are the conditions we need.
После.
In principle, yes.
Ну, как бы застонали, понятно. Когда тебе не хватает.
The fact that they sigh, that's clear. That you're lacking something.
Или крик к Творцу.
But that cry to the Creator.
Что должно быть такое? Откуда это должно прорываться?
What needs to happen? Where does that come from? Where does it burst out of?
From a feeling of helplessness.
А это чувство рождается в результате работы?
Что они хотят объединиться.
When they want to connect.
Достичь наполнения Творца
in order to succeed in obtaining the filling from the Creator through their efforts, but they see that they can't do it. From this also comes that outcry. Like someone who's drowning in the sea. He can't do anything other than cry out for help.
Раф, вот в этой войне с эгоизмом, когда вот есть палка и танки,
this war with the ego that you have the stick and the tank, there's a state that they take your forces away, and then they give more forces, and more forces are taken away.
Как правильно к этому готовиться? Как откуда брать силы?
So how to prepare yourself correctly to such a state? Where to take the forces from?
In the end, you just lie down and can't do anything. Only the friends, if they can come to your help to revive you.
I can't even pray.
Of course. Of course not.
So the friends need to feel me?
They're
with them in some way.
So
they are somewhat connected to you somehow. They are receiving from you, through you, some signs from the Creator.
И
During the whole article, I see that Rabash repeats this principle of the burdening of the heart, and that actually builds the need for spirituality in a person. What is the burdening of the heart on our path? How is that expressed?
When the heart doesn't want to be flexible, it doesn't want to turn this way or that way, it insists on its own. And that's the main thing. If it tries to go either toward the Creator, toward the created being, to the will to receive, the will to bestow, in order to bestow in somewhat, some way, try to do all kinds of movements to come out of his state, but he's not like that. And this is what takes a person's energy away and pulls him out like you pull a fish out of water.
So what does it mean that the Creator is burdening the heart on a spiritual path? What in practice happens?
In practice, this is what happens.
So I don't see how it builds a need. It seems the opposite, that it annuls a need for spirituality.
No, it doesn't cancel.
So explain to me, how does a burdening of the heart build a need for spirituality?
So I am telling you, the burdening of the heart doesn't put the will to receive to death. It doesn't put the person to death. It just tires him so much, exhausts him, empties him, that he no longer knows what to do.
And how from this state does a need for spirituality come?
The need remains, but the need, plus him seeing his inability to reach spirituality, this limits his desire.
The burdening of the heart eventually cleanses all the dirt from the point in the heart and emphasizes it?
Exactly. We read about it.
If somebody talks to you in a holy language, how to know whether it's the Egyptians or not? What signs do you have that it's the Egyptians talking to you now?
In order to bestow as Egyptians, in order to receive, it's the opposite.
In the holy language, is it?
The language of holiness is the language of bestowal.
So it could be the Egyptians talking to you in the language of bestowal. How to know that it's them now?
So you need to check if they are speaking in the language of bestowal or not. That's it.
How to check?
The check is when you hear and understand if you're already in that state where you can understand. According to what you hear, if they are speaking to you in bestowal or in reception. It's like listening to a person on the street. What does he want? He may be speaking to you this way or that way.
But if we're speaking in a holy language, so that's the language of bestowal,
you may hear it this way, when in fact it isn't. There are many more conditions about that. We will talk about it.
Let's say to come to a lesson, that's a commandment.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it in many cases in order to receive, for sure. I know myself.
So
is that a malfunction for Israel? Is that what it means?
Yes.
But it did bring me to the lesson.
Okay. through the path of falsehood, you're brought into correction.
What I'm trying to ask, if not an egoistic impulse, I wouldn't come to the lesson cutters. Eventually, that's what brought me.
Yes.
So this serpent, this pharaoh, you have to respect it. Doing something good.
Correct. The problem is that when you begin to respect it, you're selling yourself to it.
What does that mean?
And you agree with it.
But if I come to the lesson, doesn't the light correct my intention?
There's no in the end. You have to be in the right intention.
So to understand that it brought me and then fight it?
Yes.
He wrote in the article that you won't aspire to a higher degree if you won't feel pressure. That you can remain on the same degree unless there's pressure on you. The question is, here, are we like in a pleasant place and just waiting for the push of the Creator?
But we're getting this push from every article, from everything we do here.
So can we supposedly skip over this pressure from the Creator?
This is how we go, basically.
But there's a force that can allow us to, that we ourselves will pull each other and create that inspiration.
Yes, over time.
Try again. For us, it's essential to build a vessel that we can receive pleasure.
Yes.
And there's two ways to build this vessel. Either in faith above reason, or in the path of suffering.
И групповая методика, мне кажется, направлена
на получение этого кризиса.
Что значит добрым?
Receive this vessel in the good way.
What does it mean, good way?
Ну, стремиться мы должны.
The fact that we can succeed, that's something else. So how to aspire to that? But whatever happens, happens.
Так вот, эта статья именно об этом говорит, что.
So this article is discussing that exactly. That there's a different path and choose that.
Ну хорошо.
Ну,
okay.
В этой статье это написано. Но.
So that's what's written in the article, right?
Yes, yes.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
What makes us go for the inheritance of the land of Israel and take, let's say, the burden of the heart every time again and again? So what gives us this power to go for the inheritance of the land?
We are in a state that we cannot act otherwise. We are discovering that we are drawn toward the vessel, then we come out of it, and we are drawn toward the light. We come out of that, and once again we're drawn to the vessel, and then once again we're drawn to the light. And in this way, through these states of start-stop, we basically gradually come to a state where we carry out the program of creation. Okay?
But what gives us this power to keep on going? Because we're tired. Every time again we get this burdening. So how do we keep this?
The Creator conveys strength to us if we can't rise to them higher than what it enables us. And we continue in this way until we despair. And then through the despair, through the outcry, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, etc., we come out of that state.
So how strong does our perception need to be of the inheritance of the land?
As much as we advance, we will advance toward the goal. We're not studying material that doesn't pertain to our correction. It's all within the correction. Okay.
So how do we truly strengthen each other, that we can really go to further inheritance of the lands, and that we can come above every form of tiresness, that we can accept it time and
again? Just as we have, we need to just read over and over again the articles that pertain to this topic.
How can we bestow upon the Creator? Just like good children who want to make their parents happy. That they're concerned to know what the parents are expecting from them, and they're concerned in doing what the parents want from them. That's it. From which fear brings you to faith?
Yes, because on the one hand there's fear of not exiting the control of Pharaoh, and there's also the fear that we will not be able to come to bestow. So how much fear should be accumulated in a person so he will reach the degree of faith?
That he feels that he must exit that fear. And to enter against his will in working and bestow, and along with the friends incorporate and do all kinds of actions that can bring him in, to incorporate in the forces of bestowal. Meaning, I must see in society that I'm in. I'm speaking about our society here. We don't have anywhere else to search. How I can incorporate in each and every one in a positive way, a negative way, what I need to gather from each and every one in order to have a complete desire to attain the goal.
No.
Rav, entonces debemos llegar a un estado en el que sintamos una real necesidad de estar con los amigos.
In other words, we have to come to a state where we feel a real need to be with the friends.
Yes.
Ken.
We attain as much as this condition of love your friend as yourself is a true condition.
What's the relation I need to have toward the friends in the ten so that they will be able to bestow upon me, so we can draw the light and advance on the path?
That me and them will feel that we're in one vessel, in one body, in one desire, that we need to all implement it together.
Good morning, Rav. Happy Passover, everyone. It's written that the people of Israel worked in hard labor, but it means soft heart. So what is our soft heart for us, soft mouth for us?
This work for us is
that
it started easy and then became hard, that they couldn't come out of it.
It attracted
them in the beginning, and then they had nothing to do against it. It only run out.
So the Creator deliberately confused us so that we have to make an effort.
Yeah, not only to make the effort, but that we will invest a lot of our forces. And that we can't come out of it. And this attitude that we're investing and investing forces, then that will help us come out.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав, уважаемые товарищи.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Есть ощущение, что вот эта статья, хоть и издалека, но обобщенно вытянула из сознания какие-то события, которые скрыты.
Built in us.
Вроде все стало
events
понятно,
that are hidden within us. And it's as if everything becomes clear, everything that's written there. What can we do in order to go deeper into this article so we open it more internally?
In the group, you need to implement it all through your desire. Until it's not in your desires, you're just in your group, so it won't be ready for spiritual use.
You mean to read together with them?
Read and want to feel it. How gradually it sinks into you, all these conditions, and you start seeing how, and according to these conditions, you change. And then you'll have a more serious attitude to your desires.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Игра Творца, она, мы играем с Творцом, как будто из-под палки.
We see from the article that we are playing with the Creator, but because, but out of necessity. Is there a way?
Вот наша игра происходила намерение какое-то или молитва, как смягчить вот этот путь.
Special intention or prayer for this. How do we make this path softer? Because the burdening of the heart is very difficult.
It's pride towards the friends.
Со своим путем и вообще со своим развитием духовным.
In love of friends, you can turn your path or your spiritual development. You can do whatever you want by increasing the love between you and the group.
Thank you. Is there a special intention? Love your friends yourself. This is the intention?
Yes.